We are learning Masechtas Morid Katan Dav Chav Ches Amar Alef. We were starting last few words of Chav Zayin Amar Beis. It said in the Mishnah, "V'loy shel nashim la'olam pnei akavid," that they never put down the mita of the women in front of everyone because akavid. Rashi learns the pshat is because shafas zivah. A lot of times they have dam and it's not akavidik. The mukes is a svarok. It's a gnai and the gemara is in mashma also. It's out dam. Look to gemara. Amar Nardoy loy shom. This whole halacha is only elachaya. Is only by a. It was a woman who gave birth and died from childbirth, so she's full of blood. Other nashim, you can put them down because it's not such a bazaar. They're obviously they're covered in shrouds, and there's no dam, so there's no problem. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu shar nashim, all women you shouldn't do. The chesiv says in the pasuk, but Thomas sham Miriam, but kavah sham samul chamisa kfura. It says in the pasuk right after another. It says that Thomas sham Miriam, but the kavah sham smashma. Right away after the misa, she was buried, and this is like the mukiyes v'svara that the gnai. To have any Noshim sitting in their shrouds in front of everyone. Zogtum Aravait. Once you mention Miriam, we'll mention something else about Miriam. I'm Rabbi Loza. Af Miriam b'neshika meisa. Miriam also died b'neshika, which literally is tied by the kiss of Hashem. Asya sham sham Moshe. It says by Moshe, v'yom sham Moshe eved Hashem be'eretz moiv al pi Hashem. Al pi Hashem means b'neshika. And here also says sham, we dash in sham sham Moshe. Pnei maloyom nema ba'al pi Hashem. Why doesn't it say clearly by Miriam pi Hashem? It's not appropriate to say it klapi Hashem that Miriam died v'neshika. Amrav Ami. Lama nismicha misas Miriam parash paraduma. In parashas Chukas, right after parash paraduma, it says the misa of Miriam. Teach us ma para aduma mechaperes af misas and shal tzadikim mechaperes. Just like the para aduma is mechaper on the chet eagle, so too the misa of tzadikim is mechaper on a chet for klai Yisrael. It has the koyach to mechaper. Amar Avlaza loma nismecha misas aron lebig dekuna. Further in that parasha, actually in parashas Chukas, it says over there that Aaron HaKohen died, and it says in the pasuk, Taisus brings this down, "V'hafshet es Aaron es begadah, v'Aaron ye'osef omeis." So it says in the same pasuk, right after it says about the begadah, it says Aaron died. Teach us ma big dekuna mechaper, just like big dekuna mechaper, like in parashas Tzava, all the big dekuna. The Gemara Mizvachim Darshins, every one of the big dekuna mechaper are a different thing. For example, the meil is mechaper lashon hara, the ephod is mechaper abal par. And different things. Look at the Gemara in Zvachim. Just like big dekuna mechaprim, af misa son shal tzadikim mechapers. Same thing. The misa of tzadikim is mechaper on a person's averes. Tana Rabbanu. Now I want to go into a different type of dying. If it's called karis, if it's a rasha, different halachas, different things. Tana Rabbanu. Meis pisaim. Someone dies suddenly. Zui misa chatufa. It's called misa chatufa. If you get sick, it's also a misa dechufa. Taisa says there's no difference between dechufa and chatufa, and what's the significance. But some Rishonim speak out that it means it's a shtickle of siman to a rasha. If he dies before he gets his things in beseder, he can't get his things all in check, all his finances, and everything else. So that's not a good thing to die suddenly. So either if you die suddenly it's chatufa, one day is dechufa. It's called Megiv and Magefa. Hashem says in the Pasuk, Ben Adam, this is talking about where Hashem told Yecheskel that he's going to take away his wife, and still he's not going to sit shiv even for that. He's not going to sit avelis. We had this a few times about Yecheskel through the Masechta. It says in the Pasuk there, Ben Adam, I'm going to take away your apple of your eye from Magefa. It says in the Pasuk, Yecheskel says that I spoke to the Amba Baiker, but Thomas Ishti Varab, and his wife died in the evening. So you see, one day it's called Magefa. Shnei Yom, what? No, he wasn't. He was saying he had a nevuah to the arm, whatever, talked to the arm, whatever it was. Yecheskel was a darshan. And then that night, his wife died. He's just saying over in the nevuah in Yecheskel. Because it says over the whole story of Yecheskel, how he didn't sit shiva, Hashem didn't sit shiva, and not do certain availistic things. Be'erev, yeah. Shnei yom umeis, zuhi misa dechuyah. It's called misa dechuyah, also a misa that's a rushed misa. Shloisha ge'ara. It's like a scream. Arba nazifa. It's like put into chayyim mazah. Also, it's not the best. Chamisha zui misasuk adam. 5 days. That's normal, and that's enough to get everything in check and everything is safe. Amar Chana Mikra. What do you see in the pasuk? This idea that 5 days is misas kol adam. It says in the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hain karvu yomecha lamas. And we dash like this. Hain is chad, karvu is two. So now altogether three already. Karvu trei, yomecha is again another two trei. Ha chamisha. How do you know Hain is one? Hain Chaj, it came from Lashon Yevani, Karen L'Achas Hain. So like upon him, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu from the Pasuk there that far, he said, I'm going to die in 5 days. You see, 5 days is Mises Kol Adam. Tosfos speaks out that Moshe didn't get sick. Lav Dafka, Tosfos says, like Ashkano the Moshe HaYechayla. Over Yom Moshe Ksiv, it says he walked a lot of steps up at one time. So he wasn't Mamash HaYechayla, but was showing from there that 5 days, that's a good way to know. Moshe Rabbeinu got out being sick. He got a message that he's going to die in 5 days. Huh? Right, yeah, exactly. So he got a message on 5 days, but someone else, if he gets 5 days he's sick, then that's good. If he dies at 50 years old, Zui Misa's Chorus. That's still called Chorus. Right now the Gemara holds 52 years is not called Chorus, because that's when Shmuel HaNavi died, and that must not be Chorus. Shmuel HaNavi didn't die Chashon from Chorus. So 52 is like Shmuel HaRamasi, it's not considered Chorus. Shishim, Zui Misa De Shemayim. 60 is called Misa De Shemayim. Some have a Girsa, Zui Misa is called Adam, but others have a Girsa that Zui Misa De Shemayim. It's also a little early. It's called Misa De Shemayim. On my Zutra, Mikra, what's the Pasuk? That 60 is Misa De Shemayim. The Chiv says in the Pasuk, Tavoy Bekelach Elai Kever, and Kelach is Begematra, Bekelach is Gematra Shishim. Beis and Ches is 10, and then Chav is 30, and another 30 is 60. So this is one of the riots that Misa de Adam, because this Misa is called Adam, because this Pasuk is not talking about Dafka Misa de Shemayim. Okay, Shizim Ava 60. Shivim Sheva. Shivim means Seva is old age. Shmoinim, if you reach 80, ready Gvurois. See, it says in the Pasuk, Yimeishin Hashinabam Shivim Shana, Gvurois, Shmoinim Shana. If you Mamish Mighty, you get 80 years. So 80 years is considered Gvurois, considered very Choshev. Omar Rabba, Mechamishim Vachishim Shana Zuri Misa's Chorus. From 50 to 60 is called Chorus. This is on the Shemitah Gemara before that said that 52 is not called Chorus. Why didn't we say that when we said 50? We didn't say this clearly, but that's really the facts. 50 to 60 is called Chorus. Zogti Gemara Vayit. Rav Yosef Kehava Bar Shishim, when he reached 60, Avalu Yamatav Larbonim. He made a big Suda. Omar Nafkli Mechorus. I am out of Chorus. I already passed the age of Chorus and made a big Suda. Omle Abaya, it's next time they're at 60th birthday party, you know that's what the Simcha is, out of Chorus. Omle Abaya, he did Nafik lay Mar Mikorus, the Shani. Mikorus, do you mean Nafik Mar? He said, good, you left, you're not going to die early out of Chorus. But there's another thing that's not good. A Misicha Tufa, like we learned before. Maybe you're going to die suddenly. And that's not a good thing. So maybe that you're not going to. You're not going to be nitzel from, be saved from. So why are you making a sudam? Halfway, I'm good. Halfway, I'm good. Therefore, I'm making a sudam. Rav Huna noknafshe pisa. Rav Huna died suddenly. Havkodaygi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were nervous that maybe there was a pisa taina. Rav Huna died suddenly. Tanulu zugu de medayev. A peer of the chum from medayev set over a brisa. Lo shanu elosh leigil gvuris. Only if you don't reach 80. Leigil gvuris is mitzvah shikah. If someone reaches 80 and then dies suddenly, that's unbelievable. That's like mitzvah shikah. That's what happened to Rabbi Avuna. Avuna lived over 80. Amar Rabba. Chaye means how long you're going to live. Bani, how many children you're going to have. Umazoini, how much panasa. Loi bezchus talian milsa. It's not talian zchus, elva mazla talian milsa. It's talian mazla. What's the raya? The Rabba of Rabbi Chista. Tavai Rabbanon Tzdikahava. We'll speak about Tosfos in a second. But Rabbi Rav Chista, Tavai Rabbanon Tzdikahava. They were both tzaddikim. What's the raya? Mar Masi Vosemitra, Mar Masi Vosemitra. This one davened, and rain came, this one davened, rain came. What's the equally tzaddikim? Rav Chista, Chaya Tishim, and Tarat Tishim. Rav Chista lived 92 years. Rabba, Chaya Rabbanon. Rabba only lived 40 years. No, that was the Gabi Chaya. The Gabi Bonne. Rav Chista Shisim Aluli, Rav Chista celebrated in his lifetime 60 chasanas between his kids and his eniklach, 60 chasanas. Be Rabba Shisim Tichli, Be Rabba only lived 40 years and he had 60 levayas. Be Rav Chista Semid LeKalbim Esbayim, he had so much money that he gave his dogs fine flour. They didn't even want it. That's, I don't need that. I need the roast beef. Be Rabba Nahama Desari LeInchulim VeLemistakach, they wanted some barley bread. They couldn't even find it. That's how poor he was. So you see, they got these three things. It's Mamash Talia Mazel. Both same tzaddik, same schos. He got everything and he had nothing. So there's two questions here. First of all, Moshe's question. Tosfos asks, Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Shabbat that says, Ein Mazel Yisrael. It's not Talia Mazel. So Tosfos answers, well, So Tosfos says 60 tums lav dafka is a guzma, but maybe he had a lot of children, a lot of enkel. Yeah, it's a little shvera house. Right. So Tosfos says shisim lav dafka. Yes, Rosh lav dafka. Some say it's lav dafka. So now Tosfos as a kasha, we have a Gemara in Shabbos says ein mazel li Yisrael. There's no mazel Yisrael. So what's going on over here? He says it's telling you mazel. So Tosfos says answers the l'pama mishdana. Ideas chus mazel. So imazel shal means that we have a way we could change our mazel. With the schus, we could change our mazel. That's the Tosfos answers. That's one point. Point number two. We know from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches that Rabba and Abaya were in the cloak of Eli HaKoyin. And that is why they died young. So what we're saying is because of mazel, because of the cloak of Eli HaKoyin. Tosfos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah asks this kasha. Tosfos answers that really Rabba had the schus of Torah. And that would have saved him from the gzera of Eli HaKoyin. But because of mazel, he didn't work for him, and that's why he died young. What?
We're just talking about
cars, right?
Right. A person
right.
Gets cars, so right. That is to do with him.
No, that it could, no, right. It also,
do with him.
Right.
Even, do with
exactly. Gewaldig. Even if a guy has good mazel, he could die early. That's cars. 100%. And we said even more. We just said Tosfos, the opposite also. Even if you have bad mazel, you could change it also. I did tefillah.
That's where the line says,
it could also, it's not only means like this. It's possible someone to have all those chusim and still die young. That's what it means. You have a kashim before that? It's possible it's all those chusim, he never did anything karas, he still could die young. Why? Because he has bad mazel. That's the Gemara saying. It's possible to be because he has bad mazel. Avada could be changed. That's the Uva Tosfos saying. Tosfos says, "Ein mazel Yisrael means by a goy he can't change his mazel. A yid could change his mazel." And the Gemara brings a riot to this. Saying Mashal speaks out. The next Gemara is a riot to Tosfos. The Mashal speaks out. Amar Rava, Hani Tlas Mili Boye Kavim Shmaya. I daven for three things. Tarti Yavali, two of them are given to me. Chadol Yavali. What do I want? Chachmo say the Rav Huna. I wanted Rav Huna's chachmo, but Usri the Rav Chista. Rav Chista's wealth. The Yavali, and I was given that. Sanusi Rav Ravuna wanted the Nibus Rav Ravuna Vloyav, they didn't give it to me. So you see, it's like Mashal, you see in this Gemara, if someone davens, he could get it. So you could change your mazel. Rava got it. Rav Sa'irim Achur the Rava. Rav Sa'irim was the brother of Rava. Have a Yosef Kamei the Rava. He was sitting in front of Rava when Rava was on his deathbed. Chazed Avakov Snamim. And so Rava was closing his eyes. Rava told his brother, says, Daven that the Malach Mavis shouldn't bother me. Amalei, Mar Lav Shvinahu, aren't you good friends with the Malach Mavis? What are you scared of? Amalei, he answered, Kiven de Imsar Mazlo Loi Ashkech Bei. Once my Mazel is weakened because he's about to die, he's not going to listen to me. So you see again the idea of Mazel. Amalei, Lizchazli Mar, come back to me after you die. I want to hear how it was. It's Chazle. So Rava came to his brother after he was nifta. Amalei, he said, Havalei lemar tzara. He asked him, the brother asked Rava, did it hurt? Amalei, ki rivda the kasisa. It was like a little pinch. Like, you know, someone gets a blood test, a little pinch like that. That's how much it hurt. So that's more another story with Rava before he was nifta. Rava, he also came to Rav Nachman. When Rav Nachman was on his deathbed, Rava was sitting in front of him. Chazle comes to him. He saw he was dozing off. Amalei, lemalei mar le tzara. And tell the Machmavas not to bother me. Omalei, Mar Lav Adam Khoshavu, aren't you Adam Khosh? What are you worried about? Omalei, Man Khoshav Mansov Marakia. Who is Khoshav enough? Who is precious enough? Who is Masukan enough in front of the Malachamavas who knows the MS that shouldn't be scared? Omalei, so Rabbi told Rav Nachman, Lizchazli Mar, come tell me how it was afterwards. Lizchazli came to him. Omalei, Havale Lamar Tsara, was it did it hurt? Omalei, Kemishcho Minus Machavo. It was like taking out a piece of hair from milk. It was nothing. The only cause Baruch was Zilbahu Alma can have us go back to the world like it was. Libby now, we don't want to go back to earth. Why not? The Nafis Bizuse, because the fright of the Malach Mavis was so strong, I would never want to experience that again. Rabbi Lazar, we're going to have more stories till the end of the Alma about Malach Mavis. Rabbi Lazar have a Ka'achel Truma. He was eating Truma. He was a Kayin, he was eating Truma. Schazilei. And Bachmavas came to kill him. Omalei, Truma Kachinim, even Truma, Balaf Kaidashikri, it's Kaidash, can't become Tame. Chafle Shaita, he got an extra reprieve. He left. It was a good time. Rav Sheshu Schazle Vesuka. Yeah, Tame and Truma, yeah. Rav Sheshu Schazle Vesuka. Rav Sheshu, the Bachmavas came to him in the street. Omalei, Vesuka Kebehema. You're going to kill me like a behema in the shuk. He's the guy basically, come to the house. And Taka, the Kachav. Rav Ashi is Chazle Vesuka. Rav Ashi, the Machavas came to him in the street, in the shuk, in the marketplace. Omalei, he says, please give me 30 days to masada my learning. Omalei, Israel, Tlosi Yomer, Vahadi Talmudai. Give me 30 days to masada my limud. Damit, Rav Ashi, Mishabal, Kam, Tabudu Vyadai. For Yom Klos on the 30th day, he was pounding, chazering all his limud, all what he knew. On the 30th day, also he came early. He says, give me the whole day. I'm like, my kuli hai. What's going on over here? I'll give me my full day. So Malkum said, no, I can't. Kodoch ragli barnosim. Barnosim was supposed to come to Rosh Yeshiva, but in Malkus Nagas, Bechavrtov, Lukumainima. If he's ready to go to Rosh Yeshiva right now, boom, it's too late. You have to die now. I can't give anyone a reprieve. 30 days before, that was 30 days before Barnosim, that's fine. It doesn't say you have to reach to that, but you can go past it. So 30 days before was possible to give. Now, on 30th day, you couldn't give anymore. Rav Chista loyav yachale. Rav Chista, the Malkum office couldn't touch Rav Chista because he's learning the whole day. Loyav Shashlik, Mepume, Megirsi, he didn't stop learning. When you're learning, the Malkum office can't touch you. Solik Yosef Azbe Rav, Malkum Avos went up to one of the beams of the Beis Medrash, and Paka Arza, and boom, the beam broke. V'shasik, it was quiet, look what was going on, V'yachaleh, and he killed him. Rav Chia, the Malkum Avos couldn't get near him. He's always Isaac and Tyre and everything. So he dressed up like an Ani. Also, Tarav Abava, he knocks on his door. Amalei, Apalei Rifta, can I have bread? Afikulei, they gave him bread. Amalei, Lavka Merachim Ara Anya. So this Oni says, look, you Merachim on Oni. Ahu Gabra Amalei Kam Merachim. Why you don't have Rachmanos on the Malachim Aves? Amalei Merachim Ara. Golilei, so he revealed himself. Achlei Shut Nehara, he showed him a stick of fire, which was how he revealed himself. Amtli Nafshe. And he took him and he killed him. And the Pelos Gemara is, what Shaychis? Because he gave him a request on Oni, now he didn't get himself killed? So I freaked Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on Parashas Truma, he asked his kasha. Chaim Shmulevitz asked his kasha. Simon Mem Tess and Nusi Chismusa. And Chaim Shmulevitz answers that when he gave tzedakah, he gave his whole heart, he gave his whole nidvas liba, he gave his whole zich to it. So he said, look, you're giving your maisa nefesh for Ani, you're not maisa nefesh for me. That was his taina. Because when he gave money to Ani, it wasn't just that he gave money. He gave his whole self, his whole nidvas liba. And therefore he said, oh, I could take your also, take your nefesh also.